Hey, here's your weekly energetic check-in for January 24th to the 30th. So we have still Venus in retrograde. And I know that I keep mentioning this in our check-ins, but I feel like it's relevant to whatever you are experiencing right now in your relationships. So that sense of things not being what you want them to be or what you need them to be, any conflicts that are coming up, any stuff that's coming up around the relationships right now, it's really kind of like shining the light on and asking us what purpose is this serving? What do I need to learn for this? Do I need to fix something? Do I need to change something? What do I need to see? So we're coming to the end of that cycle. That's going to be going direct on January 29th, which is Saturday. So you probably should be feeling things like coming to like a bit of a conclusion. If there was like some heat or fire or drama in any of it, you should be starting to feel that kind of like starting to go out, the flame starting to go out a little bit. Some of you though may have, you know, it's like that crash exam at the end of your term that you have to, you know, instantly have to, it's all going to come to you. It's all going to make sense to you. Excuse me. Some of you might be having the awareness of that come up. If you do, remember that it's serving a purpose. This is going to take you to a next level, a new level, as pertaining to relationships or as pertaining to how you allow people to be in your lives. So in all levels. So this is a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. Now we have also the new moon in February is going to come out on February 1st. So that'll just be when we start our week next week. This is going to be a really big energy. Like it's they keep telling me that it's going to be like a washing clean, like a really big, strong clearing out of energies. And we may already be feeling this already. This may be some of the ascension stuff that we've been feeling, like the ascension symptoms. So definitely if you are a sensitive or you're an empath like myself, you will have been feeling over the last week or so some really big, strong ascension symptoms. And they are telling me that this is because there's a lot of new energy coming in. And then that's new and that's old energy going out. So it's really like this filter, right? And some of the stuff that is going out is like, you know, hard and dense. And so when it is going out, it's literally jarring our physical bodies. Now, if you are an empath or sensitive, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about because you probably have been feeling the third eye zaps. You've probably been feeling the spins, the dizziness, the vertigo, all of that stuff coming through. Now, if you're not, if you're somebody who considers yourself not to be an empath or not to be sensitive, just notice if your energy has been unstable a little bit. So I know, you know, so for as an example, my husband, who, you know, definitely considered himself not to be an empath, not be a sensitive for sure. And I would agree with that. But he still feels the effects of when the energy, when that the ascension energy is coming through. For him, I can notice it as being like agitation or unable to relax or like to like just tension, like that kind of energy. And of course, if you were to say, are you feeling a little tense? Are you feeling, of course, you would get a knee-jerk reaction to what? No, nothing's wrong. And so just notice that if that's you in this scenario, so if you're the one that is just feeling uncomfortable in your skin but don't have an understanding or a reasoning why, this could be the reasoning why. That's how you're processing the ascension symptoms. And notice it to the people around you as well, right? Your family, your friends, your closest people. These are your greatest teachers, right? Remember this. You know, your closest people, you know, your immediate family, your closest friends. These are all souls that are here to work with you on your life lessons. So really kind of, you know, take the time to like observe them and, you know, be in observer mode around the way they're acting, the way they're processing things, because it will give you great insights into what's also happening within for you, especially your reactions to all of them, right? Especially your reactions to all of them. Okay, so when I tuned into the collective of the planet, there is a very strange calmness that is there right now. So we've been feeling like the chaos for so long, like that hard chaotic energy. And now it's almost like this like sheet of calm. But not in like, oh, that's awesome, I love that. It's like a regrouping energy. So it's almost like, and it's interesting when they gave that to me, because they showed me like literally, you know, on the battlefield, if you can imagine. I mean, I've never been on a battlefield, but well, in this lifetime, but if you can imagine, you know, in a battlefield, that, you know, there's two sides that are battling, and at some point the gunfire just completely stops, and then there's a regrouping. They go back into their tents or their huts or wherever they are, and they're going over maps and they're going over plans and they're doing stuff. And then it's just like this strange calmness happens out on the battleground. That's what I'm feeling right now with this. So I would love to say that this is, yeah, a turning point and then this is going to be awesome. But they're not showing me that yet. They're just showing me like this big, and it's almost like the calm before the storm, right? That kind of energy that's coming through. So we'll see what happens through that. Here's the thing too, and I want you to remind yourself of this. All of the drama and the trauma and all the stuff that's happening on the planet right now, we don't have to be part of it, right? This is, will it have an effect on our experiences? Definitely. But one of the things that we're learning through all of this is that, you know, we are the director, we're the creator of our own experiences. So no matter what the backdrop looks like, we're always going to be able to dictate our personal experience by the way we're feeling through it or the vibrations that we're producing through it. So keep yourself in mind with that, even when we're talking about like the food shortages and the financial collapse and all of that stuff. Remind yourself about that. Again, we know as souls that when something really uncomfortable like that happens, when something big, dramatic happens like that, it happens as an opportunity for us, not as something to destroy us, but as an opportunity for us. So remember, through all of this stuff, we're getting so many opportunities, like so many. And I know it's hard to see it when it's smacking you in the face. I get it. Trust me. But that's where we create the space, right? We create a little space around stuff so that we can actually have clarity, so we can actually see things easier. It's hard to see things when things are in your face, right? When they're, it's like when I'm doing my readings, if somebody in spirit comes right into my face and right in me, I can't read them well. I have to ask them to step back a bit, right? You need to have that kind of space to be able to receive the clarity in that. So they've said to me that the important thing about us right now is finding our centers. So finding that center core, your soul energy, and aligning with that. Because again, and they brought up the chaos. So they said amongst the chaos. So I feel like that's probably what's going to be coming up after, you know, it's the calm before the storm. Interesting, they mentioned about the ear ringing. So I don't know if you guys have been getting that, but it's being, and that's not necessarily just ringing. It's like, it can be like just an ear noise. Like, you know, like sometimes if you were, you know, if you went to a concert or you're in some place that's really loud and then that kind of echoey noise that's there. They're telling me that has something to do with an antenna. First time they've ever said that to me before. So we'll see where that goes with and what we're supposed to be picking up with our antennas. Okay. So personally, on this week, what's going to be important for us is they gave me integrity. So this is going to be really important, integrity in everything that you do. Every opportunity that comes across for you, this is going to be about integrity for yourself. Awareness. Awareness is always key, right? With awareness, we're able to see things, we're able to perceive things in the best possible way. This awareness is going to be about looking within, though. It's going to be having the awareness within. They also said to me that there's going to be many breakthroughs that are happening right now. So if you happen to be somebody who's experiencing a breakthrough, again, this is not going to be a trip to the spa. This is going to feel uncomfortable. This just simply means that things are literally breaking through your energetic field. So this is stuff that's, you know, traumas, dramas, resentment, all this stuff, bitterness, anger, sadness, grief, loneliness, breaking through your energetic field. It's not going to feel comfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable, but that's the purpose of it, because if it was smooth and nice and easy, you would probably not have any benefit from it, because it's not enough. It needs to jar you in a big, big way. So another thing that they talked to me about was karmic debt being cleared through intention. Now, this is interesting because I know that people misuse the idea of karma all the time. They believe that karma, you know, you've heard people say karma's going to get you, karma's going to get them, karma's a bitch, or life's a, you know, all of that. You guys have heard this. And so karma doesn't work like that. Karma is an energy that we actually have built and accumulated through experiences. And so there is such a thing as karmic debt. So we all have karmic debt. This is, you know, any time that you have wronged somebody, hurt somebody, made the wrong choice, done something that was, you know, from ego or pain body, it accumulates karmic debt. And so part of the thing is you can only carry so much karmic debt at a time. It needs to be cleared. That's how we clear it. We do it through processes. And so when they said that clearing this will be done through intention, they also said to me clearing it would be done directly within. So really important, again, because I feel like when we're looking at problems or we're looking at life lessons or we're looking at situations, we tend to look at the situation. We tend to look at the person, the people, the places, the things. And that's not where this is going to get solved. This is not where the healing's going to happen. The healing is going to happen within. It has to happen within. And so they said this literally to me. They said, "My reaction is not because of you." And so keep these words in mind, because when you are having a reaction to somebody, this is going to be really important to remind yourself that you're going to say, "My reaction is not because of you." And then you're going to create a pause and you're going to go within and you're going to find out exactly why you're reacting the way that you're reacting, and doing it without pointing your finger at the person. So actually looking within. This week, they are talking about slowing things down. So you're going to probably feel a little bit of slowing down energy around you. I personally think that is a good thing. I'm going to enjoy that. And interesting how they showed me this. So if you're trying to be there, they said, so if you're trying to be over there, when you're supposed to be here, you're going to feel wobbly or dizzy or off balance. That's where those spins are going to come. So many of us do this without even having the awareness of it, but in our mind, we are literally, you know, you want to call it astral travel, you can call it astral travel, but in our mind, we are literally taking ourselves, you know, to work or to school, to the store, to the wherever, while your physical body's still staying in the location. What's happening is there's a disconnect that happens there. And especially now, because I feel like there's stuff going to be coming through about the realms and the timelines and all of that stuff. But what happens is that, you know, literally our soul is in one place and then you're jolting it to another place, and that makes us have that dizziness or that wobbly feeling. So we're going to be, part of that is going to be that slowing down. But they said that this is really important about understanding bringing your energy back to yourself. So if you can imagine, you know, imagine so you're sitting in your house, in your room, even in your, say you're going to bed before you go to sleep at night, but in your mind, you're like, you know, maybe you're in the past somewhere. Maybe you're thinking about something that happened in the past, or maybe you're somewhere in the future thinking about something that's happening in the future. So it's that energy of you pouring your energy out, because when you do that, just in your mind, remember your mind's very powerful. It's a very powerful energy source. And when you're doing that, it literally will be pouring out your energy. So we're going to be bringing our energy back to ourselves. So have the awareness of that. If you're, they're saying mind travels. That makes sense. So have the awareness of that. If your mind begins to travel like that, that you pull it back, that you bring it back, back to your center, about finding your center. And then remember, this week we have our healing circle. So we're doing our healing circle on Friday, I believe 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope you guys can join live in person. If you can't, don't worry. It will be up in the hub. And this week, our new event timelines for February are going to come out. So I'm going to announce that. An email will come out with all of the dates and the times on that. And I would love your guys' feedback. You know, at any time, send me, you know, emails if you think that we should look into some other things, if there's some things that you would like to explore within the groups. Just let me know and we will take a look at everything. Okay, sending y'all huge, huge blessings.